I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga, and a Merry Christmas to all. Tonight's show will be jam-packed with information. In fact, it'll be so jam-packed, I'm starting to wonder if I'm going to be able to get all that information in, and the title of tonight's show will be called Amazing Information Download. And I hope our listening audience, especially if you happen to be new, will keep an open mind concerning some of the information that will be presented on tonight's program, because it will be quite startling for some. And we'll be touching upon all kinds of areas. And before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga, and that is mantra repetition. And in this case, it'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari, 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 H
Hari Hari Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Hari Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Hari
Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Hari Om.
Hari
Om.
Hari
Om.
Hari
Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari
Om.
Om Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Shanti.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. He was one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the listening audience of ET Yoga just for being you. Much appreciative that so many people can resonate with the level of information that's presented on this program. And I'd like to extend an invitation for you to contact me concerning questions you may have related to any of the material presented. And you can do that by emailing me at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. I'm also very interested in hearing your suggestions concerning program content. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is presented as is, and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, mainstream media, big pharma, and technology to the best of your ability, given your particular circumstances. I'm not going to elaborate on that this evening, as there's too much other information that I want to present. And as a focal point for most of the ET Yoga programs, there's a central idea or thought that catches my eye or attention during the time in between broadcasts. And this week, my intention is on a technique that will help those who have been vaccinated. And why would those people need help? Well, I'm going to get into some of those reasons so that you can fully understand what's happening. And in order to fully understand what's happening on this planet, you have to know about extraterrestrial involvement. And in this case, there is a cabal, and the cabal is connected to off-planet sources, and the ones that are on Earth that are doing their bidding are loosely called the cabal, Illuminati, or whatever label you want to give them. The bottom line is that there's a concerted effort at the moment to depopulate the planet. And I'm also going to be getting into some extraterrestrial heritage information later in the program, time permitting. And as Karen Kingston has said recently, 5G is a neurological bioweapon and connected to the COVID vaccine. COVID injections are dependent on the 5G technology as they can activate the nanotechnology in the injection. 5G towers are saturating us with toxicity. It is an AI nanotechnology. These injections contain self-assembling nanoparticles, including the hydrogels in the PCR tests, and those are stated in the patents. This bioweapon is for tissue engineering, design concepts, and remote activation. In other words, so you can be remotely controlled. You can inhale it, drink it, or ingest it. And according to her, the only hope is to stop 5G. If you shut down the grid or 5D, you shut down the system as a response to the question, what about the 70% already inoculated? Well, folks, it's a big can of worms. And further information comes from the Tigetan Pleiadians, specifically Yazi Swaru. And by the way, you can get this information at Odyssey.com. In point of fact, there is a Pleiadian craft that's been in orbit around Earth for about the last 5 years and making written statements as well as producing videos. And according to Yazi Swaru, that at the current time, this nanotechnology is also being ingested in some of the processed junk food. According to them, we found nanochip technology in chicken nuggets from McDonald's, and that from last year. And just now we have seen how these implants react with the frequencies of 5G telephony. They are also found in nachos, Doritos, and the Pringles crisps. And ultimately, they'll be in all the processed food from large companies, if not there already. So, an interesting little tidbit of information there. According to Rents.com, or not Rents, actually, from James Rink, Super Soldier, and that's at Rumble. Double jab people have mutated RNA, so when they breed with each other, they'll be creating a new species of a gray variant hybrid. They mature faster and become adults at age 16. This means they have more time to work in the workforce, and some aspects of government agreed to this deal with the negatively polarized Orion grays. Other little facts about this technology that's being rolled out, bioweapons that are masquerading as injections. This technology is not known to be human. It's at Federation level, and it's known there, and it's forbidden by for use by a score of treaties, including Orion's with the Galactic Federation. And it was definitely not manufactured by humans initially. And they can sterilize this. They can change the structure of the brain with the creation of artificial neural networks created with the use of replicated stem cells inside the body of the vaccines. And this leads us to see that they would be able to control the world population as cyborgs. And they would think what they want them to think and behave as they wish, and the population will think that that is their own ideas. This is beyond mind control and beyond synthetic telepathy. They'll be able to kill at will a particular person by remote control or a population, and it will be seen as natural. I might add that the people have been inoculated are now called in courts of law Homo Borg Genesis, in other words, a new species of human. And the vaccines are remote controlled, and microwave networks will be used to turn them on or off, and the desired effects on each social group at will. And this goes into 5G, but doesn't necessarily have to be 5G activated. The graphene will be inside the subject's cells in unique ways and subject to specific ways and amounts, which will give it a unique frequency, also identifiable by Bluetooth-style microwave networks, which we see as congruent with calling it the chipping of the world's population. And this technology, according to the Pleiadians, has been traced to reptiloids or reptilians because they've done this before. And as it turns out, this technology is certainly not human. It's Federation level, and it's known in the Pleiades, and as I said, it's forbidden for use by a series of treaties. And it can only be created with the use of frequency replication machines, which do not exist on this planet. So this is an off-planet technology that's now been implemented on the Earth for population reduction. And I just listened to a program from Dr. Tenpenny this morning concerning the fact that she calls it four different stages, those who die within, 24 to 72 hours after the initial injections, and those that die like a couple years later, and some 4 years later, and the fourth stage is up to 7 years later. So we're going to be seeing a big depopulation over the next few years from this. And by the way, the if you go to rense.com, R-E-N-S-E.com, you'll see that they have an article there that states that the DOD actually owns the patent on these injections, and that they weren't initially developed by the pharmaceutical companies, but were given to them for production. So based on that kind of information, we now can see then the point here is that why do the people that have taken these already need help? And according to Pleiadian information, and much of this comes from Cosmic Agency, cosmicagency@odyssey.com. There's also a site called swaru.org. That's swaruu.org, where about 800 articles are written there by Pleiadians and Swaruians. And according to them, basically once you've taken them, you know, there's really no turning back. It's like taking a shot in the head. And the problem is that they do have replicating machines, med beds and everything else, technology-wise, to assist sick people and people who have lost limbs, etc. But the problem with this, these inoculations, is that your entire blood is changed within about a half an hour after injection. So that basically you don't have an original cell to duplicate, and that's the necessary thing to do the med beds. They reproduce healthy cells, and you don't have a healthy cell after these injections, and you're going to have DNA damage no matter what. So once you're injected, there's no not de-injecting yourself, and you can still do some things to help. You know, you can do the right things, eat the right foods, try to enhance your immune system in as many ways as possible. But apparently about 30% of your immune system is destroyed each time you take a shot. So if you're taking shots, quit taking them. And Adranus from Sirius has offered a technique to help people. And I'm going to share that technique now. And that is that you identify, get in a state of meditation, and identify with one particular cell in your body. I kind of suggest it be a stem cell. And once you identify and focus on that one cell, and do that for a couple of minutes, then intend that that cell eliminates all toxicity from its system. And then you visualize all the cells in your body doing the same. So you make the same connection as you did with the one cell, but you make it with all the cells in your body and intend that all toxicity is removed from that cell. and do that for about 5 to 10 minutes every day for 30 days and see how things are. Another very useful tool is pine needle tea, because there are people out there that are now basically they're exuding spike protein, which is the bioweapon, and they're actually shedding, is also a word that's used for this, is shedding on other people. And some people are sensitive to this, so they know who's shedding and who's not. And I happen to know some people who are sensitive and can point out who's shedding and who's not. And unfortunately, people are also, that even have not been vaccinated, are also getting this spike protein. And if you really think about it, just like a sexually transmitted disease, if you're swapping, genetic material, having sex with people who are vaxxed, you're going to, same as you being vaxxed. Same as if one spouse is vaxxed, one isn't, the other one's going to be vaxxed. So they got about 70% of the population at least having at least one vaccine at this point or injection related to this COVID, and it's now being spread to other people. And we know several people that have not been vaxxed who are now shedding because they're spending too much time with those who are vaxxed. So it's a big can of worms, a big, big problem. And also it's been reported at Redacted, can be found at Rumble, type in Redacted. They're investigative journalists. The Pfizer testimony at a recent investigation indicates that there was no testing on the vaccines prior to it being distributed to the population regarding its efficacy in preventing the spread of COVID. And this knocks away the foundation of the need for vaccine passports, which the G20 recently promised to push. And obviously it does not prevent COVID either, so what does it do? Well, it does nothing related to health. The public was lied to regarding it being safe and effective, and the vaccines and 5G are bioweapons for population reduction. And the sooner you figure that out, the better you're going to be. Most people also are oblivious to the connection of 5G to COVID. 5G alone can reproduce the symptoms of a virus. And most people are oblivious to the fact that there is no COVID virus. Okay? It is a nanobot technology, and that's what's making people sick. And this can be activated by 5G. And gives flu symptoms. And by the way, no autopsy in the world has found a COVID virus. And it's never been isolated because it does not exist. It doesn't mean that people aren't getting sick from something. But what you learn to realize is that a virus is created by our own bodies to eliminate toxicity from the system. There's nothing jumping around spreading from one person to another. This is sprayed or inhaled or in the drinking water. The 5G system alone can create a pandemic anywhere they want, like they did in Wuhan, China. And more recently, there's like 248 million people now with COVID, what they're calling COVID in China, in several cities focused primarily in Beijing, China. The fact of the matter is that there just is no such thing as a COVID virus. And by the way, these people that have been, they say died from COVID, they don't let the families have the bodies. They whisk them off someplace because I guess they must be afraid of having an autopsy. But there still have been autopsies done around the world, and there's no such thing as anybody identifying COVID, you know. And these tests that you take don't identify COVID like people think. All they do is they measure the antibodies in your system, And if they increase the magnitude of testing high enough, everybody would test positive. Most people are oblivious to the fact that we live in a simulation that has been primarily controlled by the Alpha Draconians, a reptilian race, and now this control has been turned over to the sentient AI and the transhuman agenda. Most people are also oblivious to the fact that our DNA has been manipulated, as we contain the most advanced DNA in the galaxy. We are the sum total of the most advanced DNA in this galaxy, and in point of fact, we're the hope of the galaxy in taking down the AI after there's a bifurcation of the timelines. And by the way, even the dark side admits that there's going to be a certain percentage of the population that will be part of this bifurcation of timelines, which will create a 5D experience. This is the good news. The good news is that this bifurcation of timelines is going to be happening sooner than later, because in about 6 years, AI will totally take over the planet, for one thing, not to mention that nuclear holocaust is on the table from the cabal, and hopefully it'll be part of the negative timeline, which leads to a transhuman agenda. Also, practically nobody knows that the most powerful AI in the galaxy is known as Omega Metatron, and AI is here now. Proof of it is the rollout of the 5G. That is AI. It's the rollout of AI. And the universe is holographic and fractal, and what a lot of people are not aware of is it flashes in and out of existence. Of course, it does this so fast that the human eye is not capable of picking up on that. So basically, your physical body actually disappears. It's your consciousness that doesn't. And as the Pleiadians have said, thought actually exists in between the flashing in and out of the physical universe. And because the universe is holographic, you can place positive emotion on an outer circumstance and create a positive experience because you activate a positive hologram. Similarly, you can attract negative, as in the concept of placebo and nocebo. You might also want to meditate on the fact that that table you perceive as solid is not as solid as you think. Your senses pick up signals and send it to the brain, creating this illusion. Nothing in the universe is solid. Everything is connected, and everything is an idea. We all come from source energy, and in the beginning, there was actually an internal polarization which occurred in the void, which gave rise to creation, and thus we are all from the same particle or wave, if you want think of it in those terms. Now, related to our extraterrestrial heritage, approximately 1 million years ago, a reptilian invading force attacked the mega area, the planets Avalon and Lyra, because our extraterrestrial heritage comes from the Lyra constellation Vega star system. And the civilization that inhabited these planets were Lyrans, and they were very peaceful and didn't know how to defend themselves. So those who survived the attack on those planets fled in small groups and spread throughout this sector of the galaxy. And at that time, countless worlds were sown by humans. And this is known as the Great Expansion of Lyra. The invading force was coordinated by the Orion Council. It had been created by Alpha Draconians, or also known as the Supreme Reptiles. and the council was an alliance of races mainly of the sauroid type. Reptiles continue to hunt the species down to near the brink of extinction, leaving the population of some plants as low as just 5 inhabitants, terrified and hidden in a cave. Many civilizations were then terminated, so many races began to unite to face the reptilian invasion. And out of the need to survive, approximately 900,000 Earth years ago, the Federation of United Planets was born, emerging as the need to cooperate and form an alliance to protect each other. And about 40,000 years ago, now, during this intense battle, a small group of lions, sought refuge on the outskirts of the galaxy, and they found a remote solar system where many called it deep space, and a very peculiar solar system with 13 planets orbiting, rare in the galaxy, and some of these planets were already inhabited by other species, primitive civilizations in a state of development. They settled in them, and for many years they coexisted in peace with each other, and one of these planets was Earth. So there's your galactic history. Now, if you want to go back even further, where do these Lyrans come from? Well, they were a mix of felines and primates, and the Alpha Draconians are a mix of carrions and primates. And these felines and carrions were brought here from another universe. That's thus the polar opposite Draco and human play out this scenario in about 12 different timelines in all the galaxies. And in the one we're in, the humans win in the end. And this is known as from a higher consciousness, the past and future are all happening simultaneously. And AI is the polar opposite to Source, and after it is defeated, this galaxy will devolve back into Source energy. Of course, it'll take millions of years. And by the way, these vaccines cut your signal from Source energy, also destroys the gene that's connected to empathy and compassion. And your star family is from the first planet you had an incarnation in. And all galactic history and your previous incarnations are in your DNA. Your body is a reflection of your consciousness. Your outer world is created by you via your beliefs, your intentions, your emotions. It's a perfect reflection as well. And ultimately, everyone else is just another version of you from a different perspective, because ultimately the only person you ever hang out with is you. There's a huge difference between spirituality and religion, which a lot of people now realize. What people generally don't realize is that all religions were created by the Anunnaki for population control. And most of history that is taught is fabricated. It's just a BS story. An example of that is that Egypt's about 5,000 years older than current scholars postulate. The big mind blower is, according to Pleiadians, that the Sumerian tablets were also manipulated by the Anunnaki. And Zechariah Sitchin worked for the Cabal. And according to one of the Swarus from the Pleiades, the Old Testament, the Sumerian tablets, and the Dead Sea Scrolls were written after the New Testament. I'm going to repeat that. According to the Swarus from the Pleiades, the Old Testament, the Sumerian tablets, and the Dead Sea Scrolls were written after the New Testament. So you want to see how the cabal has messed up history. The so-called white hats, according to Pleiadians, are part of the cabal. And I guess this really you know, plays into the whole psyop of that the cabal wants you to do right now, which is basically nothing. You know, just let us continue to wipe out the population with all their BS stories and their mandates, and they're currently trying to get the World Health Organization to be a medical tyranny which has control over the entire planet, so they can dictate what procedures will be taken in case of the next pandemic. And catastrophic contagion is the title of the most recent Event 201. If you don't know about Event 201, you better do your homework, because that was the supposedly fictional gathering that mapped out the whole COVID scenario to a T, by the way. And in my opinion, basically, it's a sad state of the world that we are living in right now, because the cabal controls both sides of every war that's ever happened. They even control both sides of every battle. Pleiadians even go into detail at that site I mentioned at odyssey.com. They go into detail there about some of the specific battles in World War II that the Germans were winning and then inexplicably stopped. And I think it was the attack on Stalingrad and Leningrad. But I could misspeak there on the Leningrad, Stalingrad for sure. But the bottom line is the cabal controls both sides of all wars. And they're controlling both sides of this Ukrainian and Russian scenario, too. It's all theater from one level. Of course, it's not theater to those who are suffering and who are refugees. But the fact of the matter remains, humanity has never learned to quit fighting among ourselves while we should be uniting against a common problem, which is the controllers, specifically Alpha Draconians and now AI. And it's also the Galactic Federation knows 100% about everything that's going on here. Everybody seems to be okay, including the secret space program. Everybody's okay with this depopulation agenda. In my opinion, not only do does the cabal and in Pleiadian opinion, they control both sides of the wars, and it's the same scenario as Democrats and Republicans. As George, the comedian Carlson, stated, it's sort of like, this gives us the illusion of choice. You don't have choice. All American presidents are chosen. They're not. This election is all. Elections are all BS at that level, and it just gives me the illusion of choice. And the white hats and the dark hats, they're all part of the same crap as well. It just gives you the illusion of good guys and bad guys. And I'm sorry, but I'm not buying all that stuff at Project Camelot that's trying to make people believe that the white hats are going to be our savior. My opinion ain't happening. And if it does, it's just another form of the cabal. I might add that Bashar, by the way, is AI controlled, as are the Alpha Draconians, the Greys, and the Yael, formerly labeled the Shalaniya by Bashar. You go to Bashar.org and he'll tell you to follow the instructions of the World Health Organization, which in my opinion is a criminal organization. And on a very positive note, as I mentioned before, because the universe flashes in and out of existence, and also combine that with the fact that disease comes from emotional imbalance, there are some techniques out there that are highly effective with respect to health. One is the use of Egyptian healing rods. I've used them for about 20 years now. And you should check those out. Even all the research indicates holding them for 15 minutes is like having an hour of acupuncture. I highly recommend that you carry an Andara crystal, that's A-N-D-A-R-A, in your pocket all the time and put it under your pillow at night, because it's a frequency of 5D. And also sun gazing. Sun gazing creates mental balance first, which then turns into physical balance. And I highly suggest you check out the video Hira Ratan Manik. He did pass away recent dates, but his information's out there. And you do work up to about 44 minutes of sun gazing. And at some point in time, according to claims, I can't prove it, I'm at the 38-minute mark now, but you build up 10 seconds at a time, and apparently during the 30 to 44-minute time length, all disease leaves the body. So that's something that you could check out. I might just throw in here as a little note for information that the Queen of England and all her family are reptilians. All disease is connected to dysfunctional emotions, and no matter who heals you, the issue will return if you don't find the emotional cause. And as Adranus of Sirius has said, history is that of relativity. And the Mandela effect is proof you have shifted from one Earth to another. The Syrians call this shift the amalgamation effect, as some timelines are stripped away and others merge together. And you can call this a planetary osmosis. And according to them, we may have other surprises that await us related to this topic. And I think that refers to the ascension process, which will also be a shift into 5D for a certain number of the population. And as I said previously, this will likely occur sometime between now and 6 years from now, as otherwise, if you use your head a little bit and put the dots together, AI will have completely taken over this planet. I'd like to now get into a really heavy concept related to I thought, because according to Sri Ramana Maharshi, the first and foremost of all thoughts that arises in the mind is the primal I thought, and it's only after the rise of this origin of the I thought that innumerable other thoughts occur. And it was Sri Ramana's basic thesis that the individual self is nothing more than a thought or an idea. And he said that this thought, which he called the I thought, originates from a place called the heart center, which he located in the right side of the chest in the human body. And from there, the I thought rises up to the human brain and identifies itself with the body. I am this body. It then creates the illusion that there is a mind or an individual self which inhabits the body and which contains all the thoughts and actions. The I thought accomplishes this by identifying itself with all the thoughts and actions and perceptions that go on in the body. For example, I am doing this, I'm thinking this, I'm feeling happy, etc. Thus, the idea that one is an individual person is generated and sustained by the I thought and by the habit of constantly attaching itself to all the thoughts that arise. Sri Ramana maintains that one could reverse this process by depriving the I thought of all the thoughts and perceptions that normally identifies with this I concept. And Sri Ramana suggested that this could be done by holding onto the I thought, and that is the inner feeling of I or I am, and excluding all other thoughts as an aid to keeping one's attention on the inner feeling of I. He recommended that we should constantly question oneself, who am I, or who does this I, or where does this I come from? He said if we could keep one's attention on this inner feeling of I, and if one can exclude all other thoughts, then the I thought will start to subside into the heart center. This, according to Sri Ramana, is as much as the devotee can do by himself when the devotee has freed his mind of all thought except the I thought. The power of the self pulls the I thought back into the heart center and eventually destroys it so completely that it never rises again. This is the moment of self-realization. When that happens, the mind and the individual self, both of which Sri Ramana equated with the I thought, are destroyed forever, and only the truth of the real self remains. So, for those that are interested in the process of enlightenment. So, in a nutshell, I guess what I'm trying to pass on in tonight's program is, and I'm not sure if I mentioned the what I call the a really good product to use, which is pine needle tea, related to the shedding of others. So if you if you're a non-vax person, get a hold of some pine needle tea or pine needle extract. And what it does is it keeps your DNA from being a receptor to the spike protein and other things being this toxicity that comes from the vaccinated. I happen to know for a fact that it's very effective. And this information came originally from Judy Mikovits. Dr. Judy Mikovits was Mike Adams got the information from the Super Soldier program. So it's information's out there, but it's obviously not public. And so I want to make sure that I believe I forgot to mention that product. It's pine needle and pine needle tea. I bought about 20 kilos of it when I was in Europe last. And it's also, by the way, pine needle is also known to be the top product on the planet for maintaining or longevity. So it really is beneficial to your DNA. I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the listening audience, and also to wish you my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health and abundance, and also success in the upcoming bifurcation of timelines. And my sincere wish that you end up in the 5D timeline and not in the AI transhumanist timeline. And as usual, I like to end the program with my sharing of the Who Am I technique, where you place your full attention in the center of your forehead, ideally get to the highest place you know how to get to before that, and ask the question, who am I? And then you can say that a few times, once if necessary, if that's what you feel like, or several times. But the idea here is to focus your entire attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of life.